Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernol, 78 sticky degrees in Richland Center, high humidity. We'll kick off the news today. Get ready for extremely hot temperatures across Wisconsin this week. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning for the southern half of the state through at least Tuesday. Heat index are expected to reach 100 degrees Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for areas as far north as Wausau and Green Bay. Meteorologists remind you to stay hydrated if you have to be outside, take breaks if working in the heat, and to never leave pets or children in cars, even for a few minutes. On Sunday at approximately 7:50 a.m., the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Mineral Point Fire Department, and Mineral Point EMS, responded to a report of a UTV rollover at a private residence on Shepherd Road in the town of Linden. The preliminary investigation indicates that 83-year-old Gary Hamilton of Mineral Point was operating a utility terrain vehicle on a hillside while spraying weeds at a private residence when the UTV struck a tree stump, causing it to overturn and pin Mr. Hamilton beneath the vehicle. Emergency responders worked quickly to free Mr. Hamilton and immediately began life-saving measures. Due to the severity of his injuries, UW MedFlight was requested and responded to assist. Despite the extensive efforts of all responding personnel, Mr. Hamilton succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced deceased by Iowa County Coroner Wendell Hamlin. The preliminary investigation also determined that Mr. Hamilton was not wearing an occupant restraint or other personal protective safety equipment while operating the UTV. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Mineral Point Fire and EMS, UW MedFlight, Iowa County Coroner, Gorgon Funeral Home, and Larry's Service and Towing. The Suicide Prevention Task Force at the Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced that registered nurse Renee Creasy is the winner of the 2026 Suicide Prevention T-shirt Contest. Creasy's design, which highlights the beauty and hope she finds in Wisconsin, was selected for its meaningful message and will be produced and sold through the Suicide Prevention Corporation of Southwest Wisconsin. Creasy created the design as a personal tribute, intending to provide a sense of peace and hope to the community. Susan Springer, representing Southwest Wisconsin Suicide Prevention, noted that the shirts are priced at $10 to ensure accessibility for all families. Rather than acting as a fundraiser, the initiative is designed to spark essential conversations and connect residents with vital resources, such as the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. In addition to the shirt initiative, the community is invited to participate in a free 4-hour Safe Talk training session. This workshop, which aims to empower individuals to recognize suicide risks and take action, will take place Wednesday, July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the hospital. The session will be led by Christy Johnson from Southwest Technical College, and lunch will be provided. Advanced registration is required and can be completed at richlandhospital.com. The shirts are currently available for purchase online at suicide-swwi.com/t-shirts. Both the Richland Hospital and Clinics and the Suicide Prevention Corporation of Southwest Wisconsin continue their longstanding commitment to community health and suicide prevention efforts across the region. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. Area blood drives today include from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Westby Coon Prairie Church and from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Two more blood drives will be held Wednesday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Waniwak Public Library and from 11 to 3 at the Ridgeway Community Center. Book a time to give blood or platelets now, by visiting redcrossblood.org. Walk-ins will be welcome. A jury trial is scheduled next spring for the father of Madison's Abundant Life school shooter. Dane County prosecutors say 44-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow gave a dangerous weapon to a person under 18, resulting in deaths and contributed to the delinquency of a minor. The December 2024 school shooting at the Eastside Madison School left a student and teacher dead. Rupnow's 15-year-old daughter then shot and killed herself. Jury selection is set to begin March 8th, with the trial beginning the following day and lasting 9 days. Injuries involving collisions between e-bikes and motor vehicles in Wisconsin have increased by 171% over the last 4 years, according to a recently released statewide data from Dane County Traffic Safety Commission. Injuries from crashes between e-scooters and motor vehicles have increased by 240% over the same period. A significant portion of those crashes involve children and teenagers, often due to unsafe riding practices. High speed and lack of helmets can lead to severe injuries. Experts urge parents to educate children on traffic laws and ensure they use proper safety gear. A Milwaukee man remains at large after police say he shot two people at a wedding reception in a fight about meatballs. Police say during the reception on June 20th, 41-year-old Thomas Williams of Milwaukee was told by the bride's cousin to stop eating meatballs with his hands and use a plate. That's when Williams reportedly punched her in the face, which caused her brother-in-law to get involved. According to a criminal complaint, Williams shot them both. The woman was shot in the arm and leg, while the male victim was shot in the back of the neck. Both were treated at an area hospital. A 43-year-old Madison man is charged for attempting to sexually assault an employee at UW Hospital. On the morning of June 17th, police say Dontell Coney came up behind the female hospital employee in a bathroom while she was washing her hands. Coney allegedly had a knife and told her not to scream. He pulled her into a stall. The woman was able to escape while Coney was unbuttoning his pants. Coney will be in court this week for an initial appearance. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has officially announced the commencement of the first round of innovation grant payments, marking a significant milestone for local governance support across the state. This initiative, established under 2023 Wisconsin Act 12 and subsequently updated by 2025 Wisconsin Act 15, represents a robust $300 million commitment to helping local governments and tribal nations streamline and transfer essential services and duties to other eligible entities. On Friday, June 26th, the DOR did distribute a total of $14.5 million in initial payments to approved recipients. This first cycle of funding impacts 81 local governments operating across 11 different service categories, including critical areas such as public safety, emergency services, and public works. These approved innovation plans are designed to enhance efficiency and service delivery at the community level. Overall, $72 million has been allocated to 35 specific grant applications in this initial round. These funds are slated for distribution over the next 3 to 5 years, contingent upon the length of the service transfers and the maintenance of program eligibility. With over $220 million in funding still available, the state is preparing for a second application round in the fall of 2026 to encourage even more local governments and tribal nations to participate.